This is Ron Moss from The Heart. The other day, we had got news that my brother-in-law, mother had passed away. She was 96 years old. She was a great woman. She was a very vibrant woman who lived a long and blessed life. And I know that she was celebrated for years. They gave her her flowers while she was alive. And I feel so honored to have known her and have spent time with her and have visited with her and even had did a podcast with her. And I thought about it the other day. I thought about when I had got the news and thought about you can't help but feel sad that, you know, we all would hope that our mothers could live forever, you know, because of what our mothers mean to us. But I thought about this, and I thought about, you know, that sometimes, you know, if you think about it, we only, you know, celebrate our mothers, you know, on certain occasions, you know, Mother's Day or a birthday or at death. And, you know, I think that if anybody needs to be celebrated daily, it would be Mama. You know, if anybody would deserve to be celebrated, and I'll have to throw this in too, it would have to be Mama and Grandmama. You know, those people who, and 99% of the time, you could depend on them. 99% of the time, they were going to be there. 99% of the time, their doors always stayed open. And 99% of the time, they always showed unconditional love, no matter what. And if you get a chance, if you think about it moving forward, you know, I would just suggest to you that you would honor your mother and your grandmother as much as you can. You know, would it hurt to call them if you live out of town or if you have a busy schedule? You know, would it hurt for you to call them if you can every day, if you can at least every other day, if you can at least 4, 5, 6 times during the week, just to let them know that, hey, I'm just thinking about you, I care about you, and I love you, and thank you for being there for me, and thank you for just continuing to be the person that you are. You know, what's wrong with giving them their flowers every day? You know, what's wrong with letting them know every day how much you care? And if you can, if you have the opportunity, you know, when you're around your mother or your grandmother, you know, we're such in a hurry that it's hard for us to just take the time to stand still, to look at somebody in their face and let them know and let them feel that you love them and you appreciate them. Even though Mama, Grandmama, I'm grown and I live my life, I still need to let you know how much I love you and how much I appreciate you. My mom has been dead since 1988. My grandmother has been dead since 2000. And what I wouldn't do to be able to tell them how much I love them today. And I thank God that some of you still have your mothers and your grandmothers still around. Honor them daily. Let them know daily. I was thinking about, you know, growing up listening to certain songs that, you know, how musicians would honor their mothers and their grandmothers. And So I thought about some of the lyrics that they would use, and I think Tupac did a song called "Dear Mama," and he started out by saying, "You are appreciated." When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that can take my mama place. Chris Brown had a song about his mama. Mama always did little things like that. Mama always will know that I love her for that. For all the things that you used to do, mama, I dedicate this one to you. Just some lyrics, just a lyric or two of what they talked about. Kanye West even did a song about his mama. I said, "Mama, I love you till you don't hurt no more. And when I'm older, you ain't gonna work no more. And I'll get you that mansion that we couldn't afford." I remember when Boyz II Men had a song about mama. And it said, "You taught me everything, and everything you've given me, I always keep it inside. You're the driving force in my life. There isn't anything or anyone that I can be. And it just wouldn't feel right if I didn't have you by my side." And then the great song that the Spinners had called "Sadie." And it said, "In a world like today, it's a rare occasion to be able to see young mothers like the ones that were around when I grew up. But they live on in memory to quite a few of us. And this is a song dedicated to those who cherish that memory." And I thought about Intruders. Intruders had a song, "I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. I'll always love my mama. She brought me into this world." And then if you remember, Bill Withers had a song called "Grandma Hands." Grandma Hands used to clap on Sunday morning. Grandma Hands. Celebrate their life. Celebrate them now. Be appreciative of the fact that if you've been blessed. When my mother died, she was 45 years old. And all I have is a memory. And I block out, or I don't block out, but I always think about the good times, the fun times. I think about the times when she was at my football games, cheering me on, running down the sideline as I was running towards the goal. She would be on the sideline running down the goal too. How she would inspire me to do my best. Not to allow anybody to talk down on me. Even though she only lived to be 45 years old, a lot of her allows me to be who I am. A lot of her allows me to have the character that I have. And so I salute my mother and my grandmother. And I hope that you do too. So starting tomorrow or starting tonight, whenever you can, you might pick up the phone tonight or starting tomorrow, or if you're able to be fortunate enough to interact with your mother or your grandmother and you see them, let them know that you love them. Let them know that you appreciate them. And more than anything at all, let them know that you care for them. And now it's my turn. This is you. My turn, mama. My turn, grandmama, to be there for you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.